This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Although there's been a horrible helicopter accident in Honolulu, I got word of that today and then saw the gruesome pictures. They're talking about possibly shutting down helicopter tourism rides above Diamond Head and other areas. So we'll get into that when we talk later in this hour. There's a lot of conversation about the synagogue shooting in San Diego. Who better to kick us off? Kate Delaney welcoming in the former congressman from Ohio. We talk media news in our virtual green room. Hey, Bob Ney, how are you?
I'm great, Kate. How are you?
You know, I'm good, but I'm tired. I got to tell you, I'm tired of these shootings. Whether I'm out somewhere talking to people, it seems like there's always some breaking news about a shooting. And the latest is this rabbi who was hit in the hands but had one of the members of his synagogue killed, and then everybody frightened to death, of course, when a 19-year-old who apparently was this incredible pianist for some reason was radicalized, goes into the synagogue in San Diego and decides to shoot. I mean, this is terrible.
Oh, it is. You know, I was just recalling to my father today, you know, I can't remember these types of things when I was a kid. You know, now during the civil rights era, there were some church burnings and, you know, some unfortunate things that happened. But in general, you know, the targeting due to hate in modern times hadn't been there. And it just seems like an event now that's regular. And yes, Lori Kay, she was 60 years old. She jumped in between the rabbi and the shooter and was killed. And, of course, several others injured, but terrible incident. And then the shooter had also claimed, I guess they're going to charge him for attempting to burn a mosque. And then he had a manifesto information out there, Kate, that he also included the hatred for Christians. So he hit all three religions.
Yeah, you know, and then the question keeps coming back, what can be done, what should be done, and I've had this discussion with people about clips and, you know, again, AK, assault-type weapons, whatever variety they are, and we had the ban, and I don't know all the statistics, and I have somebody crunching the numbers for me. Do you think there's going to be a push to ban assault weapons again?
No, I really don't. For multiple reasons. Look, we've had even more horrific, one death's too many. We've had horrific situations at schools, right? And the ban didn't come up. And then I'd like to point this out. I'm not trying to get political here, but, you know, they talk while the Republicans are in control. When Nancy Pelosi was the Speaker the first time, she had a Democratic House, and then there was a Democratic president, and you didn't see a ban, you know, at that time. So I highly doubt it will happen now.
Yeah. All right. So we move from the shooting to, of course, some of this other stuff that's going on, including the deputy AG resigning and threw out a letter to Trump. Was this a surprise?
Well, you know, it was a surprise for me and others up on the Hill. I was talking to some people later this afternoon, you know, and look, he had been sparring with the president. You know, we thought he was going to be fired a while back, right, or would quit, and he didn't. And then he sort of got on the good side of the president, you know. And so it kind of catches you off guard because he was making some, I think, pretty independent statements, frankly, in the last month or so about everything, the Mueller report. And then he left. I assume he's, like anything, he's probably just has gotten tired of everything and just wants to move on.
Yeah, there is, no matter who the president is, I will say this, there is a burnout factor when you work for the president, work in the White House, etc., because of the constant having to be on, and I don't cry any tears for anybody who volunteers or wants to do that, or you know what that's like, but there is something to that, isn't there?
Oh, sure. sure, Kate, you know, you know these people, you've interviewed people, you know the insides of things, and yes, there is a big burnout rate. I mean, look, it's great, it's glamorous, it's fantastic to be in the White House, no question about it, but when you look at all of them, whether it was Rahm Emanuel, Karl Rove, you know, people we all know and you know, if you talk to them, after a while, you know, the pace and the stress is incredible, and yes, there's absolutely a burnout rate, and eventually people are like, this is a great job, but I need to do something else. I quote, put my time in. I think a lot of first ladies feel that way. Okay, it was great. Now time to move.
Yeah, you know, I had a conversation one time with Karen Hughes, who's a very close advisor, of course, and worked for President Bush, too. And that's how she felt. She was in the news business, and she was used to the chaotic pace, et cetera, but had family concerns. You know, she had a young son, and she wasn't spending much time with her family, and there's not many ways around that because that's the kind of thing that happens once you're 24/7 into the whole D.C. thing.
Right, and, you know, some people have resigned. I remember J.C. Watts, he's a former football player and a congressman. And the day he said he wasn't going to run again, I saw him downstairs in the House. And he said, you know, Bob, he said, everybody's speculating. I did this. There must be a scandal. I'm ill. He said, I've got kids. I've got kids. I've got to go. But, you know, people right away think, well, why are they leaving? But, you know, sometimes you got family and you want to do some type of change.
Yeah, and that's all it is. All right, how about this story about Mattis and the fact that the former Secretary of Defense might have played a big role in preventing the United States from getting into a war with North Korea by ignoring orders from the White House? That was a huge story today.
Right. You know, when you look at Mad Dog Mattis, it's very interesting. He did that. He went a little bit contrary to the president on Iran. Some areas you would think he's really going to, you know, go gung-ho, he didn't. And I think it probably shows that even though he's got the nickname Mad Dog, he certainly, you know, seems to be pretty balanced about things. Because, you know, there are radicals out there either side in the government. But it seems that he's got some kind of balance to him, and thank goodness that he, you know, had that attitude.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. You know, when you look at Washington and where we are now, and then you see Joe Biden today talking about health care, all kinds of things in Pennsylvania, and then the speculation about Joe and what's going to happen with everybody else and how he's appearing in the polls. And we've talked about this before. You work with him. We talked about that last week. What do you now give Biden's chances? What do you think he has to do to get the nomination?
Great question, because, you know, when he first announced, you and I talked on a show, all the assets he had, you know, and your Uncle Joe, blah, blah, blah. And then I wanted to see, okay, a few things I wanted to see. First of all, he hit $6-some million in a day. Okay, I really didn't know if that was going to be possible. He did. He got the firefighters' endorsement for a Democrat. That is amazing, because this is the first union that's went out in, you know, into this process to support a Democratic candidate. He did that. He's on a morning show coming up here, he and his wife, so that shows automatic publicity, and he's in Pennsylvania, you know, key state. I think that he really, if he continues this pace, he's going to be very, very formidable. He becomes, even though he says he's a progressive, he becomes the mainstream candidate, and a lot of candidates below him drop out. And he,
yeah, I agree with you on that.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, thanks so much as always, Bob Ney. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you.
Coming up next, Joe Biden himself on health care.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
A fabulous time in Hawaii. What an honor to talk to the Hawaii Association of Broadcasters, and what a great job the mothership did in Minneapolis and the station in Hawaii did by making that become a reality. So it was just terrific to be able to broadcast from there. And I mentioned that there was, we're going to talk about Joe Biden in a second, but I mentioned that there was a Hawaii helicopter crash. And it, you know, it was one of the things I noticed when I was in Honolulu, that just like any other resort places that I've been, there's helicopter rides. You get in the helicopter and you get to see the beauty of the island, the little spaces in between where they filmed this, the crater, Diamond Head, etc. There was a ton of helicopters because I hiked up to the top of Diamond Head, believe it or not, and somehow, miraculously, and then came down. Coming down was much easier than going up. But I noticed just a massive amount of them. They even said it was the Magnum PI helicopter, one of the places where you could, of course, get a ride. It was called the Magnum helicopter. And very sad to see that, though. Three people were killed in this tour helicopter. I started to think about that. You know, these are all over the place, from New York to wherever. Might even be in your backyard, because this is getting high and seeing the perspective of being above some national monument or some cool river or whatever it is. And there have been more and more of those, and I wonder if people are freaked about getting in helicopters. I mean, this one just took a nosedive, crashed onto a highway in Honolulu, and this happened after I left. It happened in the morning on Monday, crashed and burned into flames, and the neighbors tried to quickly put out the fire and help the people, but there was no helping them. A woman driving on the street where the crash happened thought that there was some kind of bomb or something happening, turned into another street because she was afraid pieces would fall on her car, and there was pieces, of course, that blew up and did scatter around this neighborhood. It was this four-seat Robinson R-44. That's the type of helicopter. It was very common in taking people on tours. They're unsure about what happened. The group running the tours isn't really saying anything, but it's the second time this has happened in a month in Hawaii. So it spun out of control, crashed nose forth on a road in Honolulu. Just terrible, terrible thing. And I mentioned this, that when I was in Ireland, one of the people that was with me, with this tiny group of journalists, in that amazing thing we were able to do through the Irish Tourism Board and bring you slices of heaven, frankly, of Ireland. There was a woman that was there who was married to Scott Thompson, fabulous guy who owns a bunch of stations, radio stations in the Midwest. And he and his wife and I were talking, and they narrowly missed, her and her family, not Scott, but her and her family narrowly missed a helicopter crash, being victims of that in the Grand Canyon. And of course, there have been other Grand Canyon incidents. So it does make you think. I don't know, these helicopter rides, kids go on them, it's cool. I've done them. I did them on the Big Island, where I went inside Kilauea, and it does make you think, is that safe? And remember, there was a terrible crash in New York. Was a group of family members and others that were just simply seeing the island of Manhattan from a great point of view. And then, of course, you could say, well, you know, this can happen. Anything can happen. But I wonder if people will think more about getting on a helicopter, and if some of those tours will start to disappear because people won't be interested when they start to see some of what has, you know, happened. All right, what's happened in the last week is Joe Biden just, you know, made it official, is out there talking to people about running in 2020. He didn't want to run the last time around, the death of his son. He was considering it. He was going to throw his name into the ring, but didn't do it with the Democrats. He's done this before, run for president, but he's really making the main push, and he and his wife are out there stumping, so to speak. One of the areas that Joe Biden gets asked about a lot is health care, and here's what he had to say about today in Pennsylvania.
Affordable health care was a huge step forward, the ACA, in our country. We made historic progress by extending health care to 22 million people. Americans who didn't have it before now have it, 22 million. We have to stop this administration's effort to gut it first, and then we have to move on and finish the job and make health care a right. Affordable health care was a huge step forward, the ACA.
So there you go. So that's Biden again saying it was a huge step forward. And he's putting that pressure on his rivals to talk about that a little bit more, a Medicare public option and a tax code not as favorable to the rich, and $15 federal minimum wage. In some of the polling, and this is so early on, and it's 20 people running on the Democratic side, but he pops on the polls. I mean, in other words, he's leading in a lot of the polls. So these are Biden's first remarks as his, you know, campaign rolls on, and some of this is very similar to previous speeches where he attacks the president, calls on greater work dignity, and says, how can a person have dignity without health care? How do you have dignity when you can't afford college? That is going to be what he runs on, giving Americans the option to buy Medicare, a federal program that provides health insurance to people 65 or older. And, of course, unions, they're backing him. He holds that speech in Pittsburgh. He's targeting voters in the Midwest, in the industrialized area. Some of you are listening to me there. And he's hoping that a lot of the undecideds will go his way. And, of course, leaning heavily on those who have lost jobs, etc. And, you know, you wonder about ageism and age being a factor and something we used to talk about. But you look at the president's age and you look at Biden's age, and Biden is 76. So it doesn't seem like any of these voters that are at these rallies anyway, especially these millennials, seem to be concerned about him being 76 or about his voting record in the past, because, of course, that's going to come under scrutiny, or about Anita Hill and him being the chairman of the Clarence Thomas hearings when he was being approved ultimately as the next, nominated, the nomination, and then being approved as the next Supreme Court nominee to wear the robe, and this was decades ago. So he's out there, and I think he's going to be out there heavy and hard and hitting up firefighters, unions. He's going to go to a lot of those VA halls, that kind of thing. It's going to be interesting to see where this ends up 3 months from now, 6 months from now. We're going to have to start to have measuring sticks. And, of course, we'll weigh in on all those polls. You know, I'm the poll princess, to let you know what's happening with the Prez, what's happening with the who's who of the Democrats. But here we go again. Time waits for no man. And this is April, the end of April in 2019, and 2020 is the election. And this is in the old days where you ran a couple of months beforehand. Now when you want to run for president, you got to raise massive money and you got to get out there quickly, even if there are a lot of candidates. Hey, a big shout out for this, for what I call the Daily Salute. The Daily Salute goes to an Army veteran and an off-duty Border Patrol agent who chased the San Diego synagogue shooter out. Jonathan Morales and Oscar Stewart heard the gunshots. They ran toward him. So they didn't run away. They ran toward him. An off-duty Border Patrol agent and an Iraq War veteran helped stop the suspected gunman who flat out opened fire, and I mentioned at the top, at the synagogue in Poway in San Diego on Saturday, and that is incredibly courageous. Stewart was in the back of the room when the shots rang out, and he said his military training kicked in. He ran to the fire, chased him outside, ran to his car, pounded on his car. He took off, didn't shoot anyone else, and ultimately was caught. So bravo to both of those men, Oscar Stewart and Jonathan Morales. Hang with us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
A public funeral service was held Monday for Lori Gilbert Kay, the woman shot and killed while attending Passover service at Habata Poway near San Diego. Her husband, Dr. Howard Kay, remembers her as always making things better.
Sometimes people do good and things don't turn out. Whatever good she did always turned out. And whatever I did that might not have been good, she repaired and made me look good.
Kay was described by one friend as a pillar of San Diego's Jewish community. The 60-year-old was attending Saturday's service to pay tribute to her late mother with a traditional prayer for the dead when she was confronted by the gunman. A former 26-year-old U.S. Army infantryman with combat experience in Afghanistan was arrested Friday for planning to detonate an improvised explosive device at a political rally in Long Beach, California over the weekend. It was foiled by an undercover FBI agent. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers deliver to home in person. Letters, packages, and paper. They may have fun and arrive a little later.
Thank you very much. We are in the mail room, and the mail room here is virtual. Just picture in your mind tons of email. I'm waist high in it, almost like I am swimming in Waikiki, and I've gone out very deep and up and over the little sandbar, because it's really crazy there. There's sandbars all over the place, because you have the coral, right? So you have the coral reefs, and it's sandy, 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 poof, and then you hit a coral reef. So I've gone up and over that, and I am just buried in the mail, so thank you for that. I got this one from Jack, who says, Kate, it's so sad, but so tremendous that people now are sick of it and there are heroes that come forward to save lives. What happened in San Diego is abhorrent and there's no reason for it. And I just have no words, as I'm sure you have no words either. I was out mowing a lawn. I heard the story and felt so awful when I heard that the husband of the woman who was killed actually was performing CPR and trying to resuscitate her and didn't even realize it was his wife until moments later because he had scurried into to action, but there was absolutely nothing he could do to save Lori Gilbert Kay. But this was somebody who was an active member of this synagogue, and her husband obviously was too, and it's incredibly heart-wrenching to hear. They have a 22-year-old daughter, and then all the details. Because now, thanks to listening to your show, I look up the victims, and I read more about their stories instead of more about the hateful gunman or alleged gunman who went after the people in this synagogue. But thank goodness for the two men that decided they were going to do something about it and went right after the nut with the gun, because they probably saved a ton of people. Who knows? Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, Oscar Stewart, I talked about him, the fact that he just went right toward him. He said his military training was in him. Boom, went after him and then chased him all the way to the car, hit on the car, you know, hit his hand on the car, and then the kid took off. And then they ended up getting him. But, yeah, the sad story is nobody should have been injured. Nobody should have died. But you had a standing room only of people who weren't even Jewish that went out to show their, pay their respects and show their love to someone they didn't even know because of this hatefulness, this hate and anti-Semitism or whatever was raging on there. You've had people that lined the sidewalks outside the temple. They had 700 people or more that were there, and gosh, just awful. You have a young woman who doesn't get to have her mother for however long her life ends up being, and you know, you had congressional members that were there, people who traveled from all over. So that part is, of course, it's great that people are out there and they're addressing it, but it doesn't bring back somebody who should not have lost their life because a guy decides he's going to open fire with an assault rifle. And, you know, you had 100 people that were worshiping when that happened, and they should be able to worship. I mean, clearly, and I had this discussion over the weekend, you know, I say that America Tonight is about, and this show is about being more of the voice of reason, whether you're right of right or left of left, and forget the us and them and who we're, how we're all fighting against each other. But if I were the leader of any kind of congregation, just hands down, I don't care where, in the smallest little hamlet or the biggest urban area, this is the state of things. You should be able to leave a church, a synagogue, a place of worship, whatever, any kind of Christian facility should be able to be open, and people should be able to come in and say a prayer if they want, or sit and reflect, or whatever it might be. But I think you can't do that now. And you've got to have somebody inside a place that people are coming and that are gathering, that's planted and who's off duty, an off-duty cop. And then you've got to have somebody outside, and I think this is where we're at. There's no reason that somebody should come in fear for their life, and it's sad that you've got to have a guard or have people in and out, but that's what I would do. If I were running after this, especially because here's another one, so if I were, I'm just saying, if it were me, I would, that's the direction I would go in, because I know it's a rare thing still, and I don't think we should live where we constantly are looking over our shoulder, but that's what I would do. I would make that moving forward how I would handle this, because I would want people to feel like they can comfortably feel like they can worship. All right, along those same lines, I got this from Cal. He says, Kate, I listen to the show a ton. I know that you support gun rights, but you say you support rights for people who are responsible gun owners, and you're not crazy about assault weapons and the bump stocks. You're totally on board with them dumping those. And I agree with all of that. As somebody who likes to hunt for a living, I totally 100% get it. Did you see what the president had to say about the at the National Rifle Association convention? I did. The president tweeted out, thank you for bringing that up, Cal, the NRA, he wrote, the NRA is under siege by Cuomo and New York State AG. who are illegally using the state's legal apparatus to take down and destroy this very important organization and others. It must get its act together quickly, stop the internal fighting, and get back to greatness fast. So what he said was leadership. He's telling the NRA to straighten out their leadership crisis and all of that because of this investigation into their finances, and they have to do that. He was at the NRA convention in Indianapolis. Oliver, you know, the president, Oliver North, announced he wouldn't seek a second term, and he expressed concern about how they were spending their money. Longtime NRA exec Wayne LaPierre is accusing Oliver North of trying to force him out of the organization. So there's a bunch of infighting, you know, going on there. And they're talking about the tax-exempt status of the NRA. So that's part of what that whole thing is, you know, is about. Let's move to, and that's what I think you were getting at, that he was saying they need to pull it together or else they're just going to be pulled apart. All right, let's move to this one. This one is from Bob, and Bob says, Kate, I don't know, it's really, really sad when one of the main stories leading the news that I happened to catch when I was cruising around is this beluga whale that was found near Norway that they say could be linked to the Russian Navy, and it had some sort of equipment with a camera mounted to it. What in the world is that all about? And do you think the Russians are using whales to spy on people, or it was just some kind of weird experiment, or what do you say about that? Well, I wish I knew. They said they had a strap that said Equipment St. Petersburg on it, and it's this beautiful, you know, white beluga whale. And they say their theory is it was trained by Russian naval forces. That's what the theory is. And so what was it doing with the camera? I don't know. Spying. This is a new way of spying. They could just be doing something with the whale, but it was kind of crazy to see the straps. I did see some video of it. It had straps, and it did have that weird, you know, camera thing on top of it. Desperate times, desperate measures. Then we must go to the water to do something about it. All right, here we go to another one. This one comes to us from Mac in Indiana. Kate, sad that Senator Richard Lugar dies, and I know a lot of people came forward and said some really wonderful things about him. And no matter where you stand politically, he was a guy that a lot of people did like, don't you think? I think he had his friends. I think the times we're in now, probably more in the beginning of his career, I think the times we're in now, it really is you're on my team and they're on that team. But Lugar, he was a member of the Senate for a long time. And he definitely had friends on both sides of the aisle. In fact, I read a story, read a couple of different stories about Lugar, so it's interesting that you brought that up, and thanks for that. There were a lot of things that were tweeted out. Barack Obama said for 36 years, Richard Lugar proved that pragmatism and decency work not only in Washington but all over the world. Michelle and I send our warmest sympathies to his family and those who had the privilege of knowing this American statesman. Vice President Mike Pence, of course, knew him. Hoosiers are saddened today to learn of the passing of one of their great statesmen, Senator Richard Lugar. His contributions to the life of our nation are countless. He's a guy that was very, very well liked. He died of a rare neurological disorder that he had. And he did make, you know, it's funny, he made a run for president in the mid-90s. And there was talk about him being VP. He was on a short list for VP even during President Reagan's time. But he didn't. Instead, Reagan went with George H.W. Bush. But he was well liked, and he had his hand in a lot of things, including working across the aisle with Senator Sam Nunn, the chairman of the Senate Armed Service Committee at the time when stuff was going on with Moscow and weapons. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side, everyone.
Ahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Ahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Ahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's time to
play the best game.
Things are happening in the world of sports, and not just the world of sports. The man cave, by the way, is things that dudes talk about when they go into a man cave. And why do I get to talk about that? Because you all know that I am that anomaly woman that has a ton of guy friends who have helped me throughout my career, and they have let me into the man cave and revealed many of the secrets. Most of it has to do with food. Because, of course, everybody wants to grub. Or it has to do with movies, music, and, of course, sports. Heavily featured sports, 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 and more sports. And we're going to talk about that in a second. But first, very sad news from the world of Hollywood. And, in fact, some of the movies he made I really liked. I think I've seen all of his movies. But Boys in the Hood was a great movie. The director of Boys in the Hood, John Singleton, dead at 51, you know, he had a stroke and it wasn't looking good, and everything that was being reported didn't sound very good. 51 sounds so young, doesn't it? And he has a lot of children, and he really heaped a lot of love on those kids because he would talk about them in interviews and stuff. And here he talks a little bit, I guess, sort of about legacy because, you look at USC and then he looks forward to what is it that the promise was that he was making early in his career when he started off. And here's what he had to say.
I look at the time my senior year in school as kind of a hallmark in my life, you know, because I was young. I didn't have anything. All I had was promise.
I like that. I look at that time. I just had the promise. And he's right. He didn't have anything. He had possibilities. And he was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Director at the age of 24. He was the youngest person to have ever been nominated for that award. And there were a lot of people that are tweeting out, you know, interesting tributes to him, etc. Samuel L. Jackson, who couldn't be more popular, he tweets out, mourning the loss of a collaborator and true friend, John Singleton. He blazed the trail for many young filmmakers. True, always remaining true to who he was and where he came from. Rip brother gone way too soon. Yeah, Ice Cube, who was in his movie Boys in the Hood, said, I was discovered by a master filmmaker by the name of John Singleton. He not only made me a movie star, but made me a filmmaker. There are no words to express how sad I am to lose my brother, friend, and mentor. He loved bringing the black experience to the world, and he tweeted out a picture of them at a film festival in Cannes in 1990. But he did Too Fast, Too Furious. That was one of his movies. He did Higher Learning. He did Poetic Justice. Boys in the Hood, of course, was the one that really put him on the map. There were so many people that recognized him for that. He did a lot of, directing. And he learned how to manage money. He learned how to manage his family as an American director, writer, and at a very young age, losing his life. He had a net worth of $50 million, but it's not about the $50 million. It's about his legacy, I think, and the variety of projects and how he tried to bridge the gap always where he could. So there would be conversations, and I think we'd be going back and forth about some of the movie lines from some of those movies that I mentioned. All right, we got playoffs in the NBA, so on the hardwoods and on the ice. On the hardwoods, it's interesting. In the West, you have the Nuggets and the Trailblazers battling it out in Game 1. And the Nuggets, you know, it seems like the Nuggets hang around and they are the coulda, woulda, shoulda team, but they're not being talked about as the coulda, woulda, shoulda team. They're being talked about as the, yeah, we can do it team. And right now there's just a couple of minutes left in that game on the West Coast. Well, I should say West Coast. It's actually Mountain Time because they're in Denver. But they're leading the Trailblazers in this first one. How about the 76ers in the East in their semifinals? Game 2, that series is tied at 1 apiece because the Sixers came back to beat the Raptors 94-89. And yo-yo, Jimmy Butler, he was not a 76er, but became a 76er in the offseason. He ended up leading them with 30 points, 11 boards, and 5 assists. So he's paying his dividends. Not that he wasn't. He certainly was. But this just goes to show you, once you get into the playoffs, that's when you need a guy like Butler. And he's doing what he has to do, because 76er fans, they have high hopes for this team. Coming up later in the week, you got the Celtics and the Bucks, and in that series, Boston leads 1-0, so they're trying to, on the road, pick up another one. You got the Rockets and the Warriors. Is there a better team than the Warriors? Somebody asked me the other day. I was on talk show, Gary Jeff Walker's talk show in Cincinnati, and the legendary WLW, and he asked me, aren't the Warriors just the best team? And isn't this the team that is just impossible to knock off? And it is tough to knock off the Warriors, but that's what the Rockets are trying to do. But so far, they have that one game in the pocket. Fear the Beard, James Harden, the incredible point guard for Houston, will try to do what he can to change things around at Oracle, but it's very tough there. The Warriors could end up with a 2-0 edge after that. So we'll see where it all ends up in the NBA playoffs. In the NHL, on the ice, what we have is the Blues beating the Stars 4-3. So the Blues prevail in a wild third period to beat the Stars for that 2-1 lead. That's where they are in the West in their second round series. And the other teams that are out there coming up later this week, in fact, on Tuesday, the Bruins and the Blue Jackets, that series is tied at 2 apiece. So you got the Columbus team against the storied Bruin team. I won't say storied in the past. And then you have the Sharks and the Avalanche. And we go back to the West. That series is tied at 1 apiece. Two playoff hockey gets people interested, even if they don't care about the stick and the puck. And then the Islanders and the Hurricanes. In that series, the Hurricanes lead to nothing. They have a great chance to evaporate the Islanders. They've had a great big edge there. That's coming up on Hump Day, and then the Blues and the Stars are at it for Game 4. And, of course, the Stars are fighting to keep relevant and be in the middle of that. And then we got baseball, and you know, this is the time of year where you start thinking more about baseball. I've said this before. Baseball is that game that you can go to and we talk about because there's so many bloody games and so many series, and there's so many promotions. It is like the king of all promotions. All of these pro sports teams do bobbleheads and seat cushions and T-shirts and whatever clever thing they can think of in the marketing departments. But especially in baseball, a lot of times it's around food like the dollar hot dogs or combos or tickets. And I still think of all the sports, the pro sports out there, it's one of the most affordable because you might have to bring the binocs. So you're not going to be sitting down there practically on the field, but you still can take a whole bunch of kids out to see a game and not break the bank if you're talking about, you know, Major League Baseball. And it's been an interesting start to the season, I think, so far, but it's very, very early on. When I was in Hawaii, I had a conversation with a couple from Washington, D.C. Bryce Harper, of course, left the Nationals for a ton of money to become a Philly. The Phillies were playing the Nationals a week or so ago. They were at the game, and they said that the National fans booed Bryce Harper. Yeah, you can't just leave. Take all of your skill sets to a rival team, and that's, of course, what he did. That's the state of pro sports, though, right? Capitalism, baby, that's how it works. Hey, thanks for joining us in the Man Cave and this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen
oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.